Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
The greatest invention of all was beer.
Once thought of as a down-to-earth drink, these days beer has gotten fancy. The small brewers making what's known as craft beer.
It's beer! Craft beer!
I'm now proud to call myself a beer nerd.
Beer. Sparkling. Golden. Pure.
Well, God created beer. That's why I'm sitting here. Sitting in a junction bar, I'm too drunk to drive my car.
NC-17, this is episode 17 of the Louisville Beer Podcast. I'm your host, John Work.
I'm John King.
And that over there is Scott Likens, our off-color commentator, who will not introduce himself anymore.
Thank you for the introduction,
anytime.
Mr. Worth. Wow,
anytime,
I
Brent.
Forgot about that. Thanks for the... Wow.
So no special guest tonight in the
just
studio.
Just me.
Yeah, just you. You're always special to me.
How close should I talk to this for Bryce? Am I too loud? Should I back away?
I don't know. I think a little closer, maybe.
A little closer.
Bryce likes a little closer.
No, but he, yeah.
From what Scott told me.
I don't even know the dude, man.
Just living in a van down by the river.
That's what I hear. I don't know.
I think they found a place, but anyway, that's not the...
A trailer park?
Maybe, yeah. No.
It's the beer calendar.
Yeah. It's the beer calendar.
Did you hold your nose when you said that? It's the beer calendar.
You know, he was sitting probably on his toilet this morning, thumbing through his iPhone and went, oh my gosh, I get to hit the...
I was excited.
The, those stingers?
Stinger. Yeah, look at you.
Oh yeah.
You have an RTV degree?
Industry.
By any chance?
Industry talk.
And you're wearing headphones tonight.
Yep.
You're a real pro.
I'm doing what I've been told.
So the only thing really on the calendar is the Tailspin Ale Fest, which is February 22nd at Bowman Field.
I don't know of anything going on. I think there's the Indianapolis Indy Winterfest is the 26th of
January.
Yeah, I think I may be going with that to Phil. With Phil to that, I'm not sure.
We need to look up the date real quick, but there's the free event, the craft beer writing.
Oh yeah,
event.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
going to be
yeah.
in Lexington.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because that's going to have...
And we're all going, by the way.
Are we
getting... Did you register, King?
Yes.
Did you register?
Of course not.
Even if I didn't register, I'd just send Jeff a text and say...
Can I just show up?
Oh, yeah. You know the dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, Crescent's in, too, so we're going to split a hotel room.
What's the date of it?
All four of us in a hotel room.
Scissor me timbers.
Look out. It's going to be a crazy night.
I bet she gets her own room before this is all said and done.
What's the date? I need to make sure that this is on, we have the correct date.
I'll tell you what, for her, if she's going to go stay in her room with the three of us,
so it's,
she's a hell of a woman, I'll say that.
February 15th, that's what day is that? Is that a Sunday?
It's a Saturday.
Saturday?
It's Valentine's Day weekend.
It's Valentine's Day weekend.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, crazy.
What better way to take your special lady friend? And so
if you want to, if you got a writer, a beer writer in your life that you're in love with, you could send her down, maybe have a romantic evening,
we're
going to
have
seminars.
Encounters in our hotel room with Crescent, right?
I think I know some people live, I may just stay with some friends or something.
I was supposed to run a race that weekend, but
You got a 50-mile or somewhere.
Actually, pretty close. And the head speaker is Garrett Oliver from Brooklyn Brewery.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
You know, and he writes a lot. And then there's
Mr. Mitch, Roger Baylor.
Yeah, there's Mitch Steele, which is
whoa, King.
Wow.
Wow.
Slow
no,
down.
I love Roger, but he probably won't listen to this, so he probably won't get that.
Yeah,
he's our biggest fan, dude. What are you talking about?
Is. We You're got Mitch right. Steele, who quit the adult industry and now is a brewmaster at Stone Brewing.
Really?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Dave was in the porn business?
No, I'm just joking.
With a name like Mitch Steele?
I know. I was like, yeah. I thought it was totally plausible.
No, so definitely you can sign up for free. What's the...
Just Google, because I'm not on the official
Google
site.
Craft Beer Writing University Kentucky, and you'll find Mr. Rice's
I think I'm just going to go up and sit at Country Boy and hang out while you guys are over there at the seminars.
Yeah, you can do that. We'll take notes for you. You can steal our notes.
Please do. You can find me, if you're coming up and don't want to go, I'll be at Country Boy.
Sweet. So the other thing, the other news, I guess, is the LouisvilleBeer.com Better Beer Spots, which is...
Whoa, did you just hear that? Say that again.
Better Beer Spots. You should make a stinger for that.
I hope you don't.
You should have got Spot, you know, the old red spot from 7-Up.
Yeah,
like
I was
kind
of thinking. Did you see the logo? It's kind of similar. It's similar. Their spot was red, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The red spot. You got
to. I need
avoid
a better
it.
Graphic designer to work for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should. I have people ask me all the time if we need one.
So, yeah, the Better Beer Spot, right now we're taking registrations from places, bars, restaurants, breweries.
Titty bars.
Titty bars.
If there's a titty bar out there, you own a titty bar and you sell some, we'll take Newcastle. Yeah. If you have a titty bar.
That counts. Yeah. For free passes.
Yes.
In exchange for passes.
Yes, passes. And if you are listening in PT, some passes to the prime rib buffet on Fridays.
That would be nice too.
2-for-1 steak dinners. It's a bonus. Thank you.
So, okay. Yeah, this is just
You've never
ramping
had a steak
up.
Dinner at a strip bar?
No.
I haven't
ever heard
of
it.
I don't think I've ever had dinner at a strip club.
Define dinner.
Just light snacks.
Define dinner.
All right, let's talk about the Better Beer Spot because this is new to me because I was gone, which we'll talk about. So I guess we want breweries and everyone to let us know what kind of beer they have there.
Yeah, what we're going to do right now, we're just doing free listings, and the free listings will be your address, your Facebook and Twitter accounts, your URL for your website. In the future, we'll be offering different levels so that you can put your draft list online and whether or not you fill growlers, and you can keep up with it however much you want. And since it's a paid service, you'll do it.
Can the top level be...
or we will kill you.
Right. Well, I mean, if you're paying for it, you might as well do it.
Can the top level be level 700 wizard?
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
That would be a good one.
We'll do, yeah.
What?
So I know I utilize this a lot. I'm going to talk about Asheville, but before I went like a week out, I kind of looked over all the breweries and the different bars and just kind of saw what they had on tap and things like that. So, I mean, if we could have one spot that Google sends you directly there instead of me having to look at like 10 different sites.
Absolutely. That was what my thinking was there. So is there like an AshevilleBeer.com or
there's actually all through their, you know, Explore Asheville or the Asheville Tourism. I think it's called the Asheville Ale Trail is the main one.
Nice.
And that, you know, or Asheville Beer Week, that gives you a lot of ideas of what's going on.
Well, yeah.
Go ahead.
No. Never mind. I was going to say.
And so they didn't, you know, they updated accordingly with a lot of different weekly things that were going on, different beer that was going to be tapped. Like if you scroll down, you see a lot about Wicked Weed's first anniversary celebration, which I spent many a time and credit card there this weekend.
Nice. Oh, is that what was going on down there this weekend?
Yeah, it was pretty solid.
Yeah.
It was strong. We'll talk about it. We're not there yet. We'll talk.
I hear you.
We'll
okay, thanks.
Yeah. Don't.
So yeah, AshevilleAleTrail.com is the site that we're looking at.
Yeah. So that was the Asheville one we went to.
I want to know when LouisvilleBeer.com is going to pay for us a R&D trip. To Asheville. I mean, we could stay at the Downtown Inn and Suites. Did you stay there?
No.
Oh, man. That's the place to – where'd you stay at?
I stayed at a hotel one night and then I actually camped the two other nights.
What?
Yeah.
Really? Was it cold down there?
No, it was about 35. If you pitch 10.
You too.
Did you take just a man and his dog pitching a tent out in the wilderness?
No, I didn't.
Running and cleansing.
Yeah, cleansing. Cleansing. No, only it was actually a nice hotel. It was a 4-point Sheraton.
Yeah. Wow. I'm telling you, man, you go down there, you stay at the Downtown Inn and Suites. I've stayed there probably 10
right
times.
Next to a brewery.
It's beside Thirsty Monk, Jack of the Wood. You can walk to Wicked Weed, Green Man, High Wire.
Everything is within
Asheville.
Walking distance.
I mean, it's just for what you're going down there for to do, that is the place to stay. Not that I'm working for them or getting any cash from talking about it.
Maybe you can get us a discount. The LouisvilleBeer.com rate.
I think we need to be going down there, man.
Well,
company trip.
Once this Better Beer Spots takes off, we'll all be fucking millionaires, so we can do whatever we want. So,
yeah.
So go register. Help us fund our trip to Asheville. I don't know.
Or pay our LG&E bill.
Yeah. There you go.
Do we have an LG&E bill?
Absolutely no. He might be asking.
I mean the one at my house. Oh. Not this one. The one at my house.
Okay.
So you were in Asheville over the holiday break, right?
I was, but before I go into Asheville, there's something I have to do first.
Oh, I wonder what that could be.
What could it be?
I'm not
Rapid Fire with John King.
This is a special edition Christmas and New Year's version of Rapid Fire.
Wow.
And it's going to go for both of you.
Yes.
All right, John and Scott. What was your... We'll go with John first.
You're already drunk, dude. You drank a half of a beer, and you're already wasted.
He's slurring.
Look at
slurring.
You. I know I point honestly, that out every time, but it's so quick. I'm like,
I had a half a beer.
I know.
John,
John,
what was your best Christmas gift?
Best Christmas gift? I would say I got a new skillet with a... What's so funny about that?
I don't know.
With a press on it?
Yeah.
You know, like a weighted press.
What was
like
your
to make...
What was your worst Christmas gift?
Worst Christmas gift?
Hopefully it's from Betsy.
I didn't get any bad Christmas gifts.
Come on, there's got to be something.
I didn't get a whole lot. You know, this Christmas time with kids is all about the kids.
It's all about the kids. Scott,
so
best
I didn't
Christmas
get a whole lot.
Gift. All right, shut up.
Best Christmas gift. Man, I can't even remember what I got for Christmas. And it was just last week. What did I get for Christmas?
You didn't get that Flowbee, I assume.
I didn't get that Flowbee that I had been asking for some time. I don't know, man. I don't really. I get some clothes and
so did you have
get this? My brother bought me a Mr. Beer homebrewing kit.
Oh, nice.
Maybe we can collaborate.
Maybe we'll do that on the next podcast.
Maybe so. Well, you know what? You know, it was the thought that
it's
counts.
Thought.
And
yeah,
so
nice.
I'm going to take it home. Yeah. And
he knows what you're into. That's a good thing.
And yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it's what it is. But nice. We'll see what we can make out of it.
What about worst Christmas gift? Did you have any bad ones?
Man, no, not really. I can't think of anything that I got that I really didn't want. I mean, or nothing, you know, that was bad.
Clementine.
No.
All right.
Hey, since this is
I got
a
rid
special,
of those crabs for Christmas.
Since this is a special rapid fire and we don't have any guests, let's turn the tables and ask John King the same rapid fire questions.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Best Christmas gift was now I have to think about what I got. What did my dad get me? Oh, a gift card to Lowe's. That was my best Christmas gift.
Sweet.
No, Whoa. Actually, no. My grandma gave me a shitload of money. So yeah. It was money to pay off for my truck that screwed on. Worst Christmas gift? Let's see. What did my mom get me?
Your poor mom. You're
I know.
Singling
wow.
her out.
No. From my father, I got an 80s trivia little question thing. And it was
I bet
only
you
like,
rock at that.
It was only like 50 questions. No, it was maybe 100, but they were only from like 5 television shows. So it was like nice. Fraggle Rock, Alf.
Fraggle Rock.
A couple of Married with Children and a
different
couple other
strokes.
Ones. No, different. There was a lot of ones that weren't. Oh, Golden Girls. There was a ton of Golden Girls ones.
I've never liked
yeah.
that show.
That's what I've I'm talking about right show. There.
Golden Girls used to be the shit. Like, yeah. Their finale was like one of the biggest scene finales of all time. At
what
that
happened?
Time. At
yeah.
that time.
Yeah. What happened? Do you
they
remember?
All died, I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
Like, you're asking what happened at the end of a Golden Girls like yeah. finale. I mean, they're
he
probably.
Said it was one of the best or most watched.
Okay.
Rapid fire. Go.
Rapid fire. When did you know Santa was not really Santa? I mean, cause.
I don't really remember. But I do remember more when my younger sister found out and she cried all night long. Christmas Eve.
Scott.
I don't know, man. Probably 11, 10 or 11. I'm not sure. I can't remember. Honestly, I can't remember. Yeah. It didn't go past like sixth grade or anything.
It was
anything
a gradual
like that.
Thing for me too. It wasn't like, bam, there's no Santa.
Yeah,
like,
I don't
my
think.
My friends
I,
talked about it at school or whatever.
I don't think I just like one day found out and fell to pieces
sure,
on, you know, on the playground or in the lunchroom, you know. But
mine was when like my parents either got too drunk or stoned and forgot to eat the cookies and I was like there's like all milk and no.
How could they forget to eat the cookies is what I want to
know.
If they were that fucked up.
What
nice.
Is welcome to the family. What is your New Year's beer solution? What's your New Year's resolution but with beer?
Maybe to branch out a little bit more. Maybe try some more. What?
Branch out. Ooh,
like,
branch
what are you going to do, dude? You going to try something you've
no,
never had
no,
before?
No, there's beer styles that I've been like, I don't like wheat beers.
So
I
you're
going like
to force sweet beers upon yourself
yeah,
this,
I think
in
so.
2014.
Go for hoppy wheat. I've started
oh, hoppy
wheat
I like.
Yeah, I love hoppy
Saisons,
wheat beers.
Saisons, I just don't care for at all. So
no, I don't, I'm not really a
that's
fan.
That's my new beer solution. Scott?
I don't know. Probably just to drink more beer. I mean, honestly,
oh boy.
I can't,
easy.
You know, to get as much, try as many new beers as I can, but not be obsessive and like go meet, get
you're not going to start trading.
I'm not going to go meet dudes
alleys.
At like Pilot truck stops and stuff for beer. No, I'm not. I'm not going to that length. I'm not going to trade beer. You know, yeah, I'm going to, but I want to be able to drink as much beer. No, there's not, but I'm not doing that.
Sure.
But I want to drink as much beer as I can.
Mine is to not get a shit faced on this podcast as I usually am.
So far, you're failing.
So far, I'm failing. All right. What is your actual do you actually have a New Year's resolution?
I never really do those. Yeah. I mean, my wife and I talk about, you know, what we want to be different this year, but we never like
different.
You did. John did tell me on the way here he's joining a gym this year.
No, I asked you how much.
Up at 24/7 Fitness on Bardstown Road.
Oh,
so.
No, not that one. No,
yeah, dude,
Island
right.
Fitness. I can get you a discount.
No, that place is cool. Thanks for getting
me a
discount.
Is that the one by the chocolate place?
Or the chocolate place closed like a year ago. No, yeah. I can get you. It's cool. Low
so
key
fitness
gym.
Wins over
it's
chocolate.
It's a bunch of hippies and
it's really unlike on down the Highlands where I'm what we're talking about. It.
What about Jewish? What about Jewish Community Center? I know I have a friend
Here's
there
might
that
intimidate
you could be.
Oh yeah, I'm sure there's a referral program over there.
He's too intimidating. I don't know,
dude. A few kickboxing classes with Dave Pierce, and you would be a new man, dude.
Right. A beat up man.
That's right.
Scott, what's yours?
I don't know, man. I really don't have New Year's.
Do you do them typically, or no?
I mean, no.
You just live every day like it's your last.
I'm just glad I wake up and can put 2 feet on the floor every day that I get to get another day above ground.
I bet that's something your dad says.
No, I've heard lots of people say that.
Okay, John, what's yours, buddy?
My New Year's revolution. It's a revolution.
See?
My New Year's resolution is to actually be more involved with the beer industry. Maybe start a venture or get involved with another venture.
No, are you starting a brewery?
No.
Are you breaking news here?
No. I have a few things up my sleeve. I just have to do them this year. So we'll see what happens.
Well, good.
Awesome. I'm going to dabble. I'm going to venture out there a little more. And I mean, my business is doing all right, but I'd like to kind of, you know, whether it be slinging beers or creating beers or
I hear you, dude.
Selling beers.
Working for the man ain't where it's at.
No, working for the man, especially when the man gets shit canned by Kentucky. And it's not.
Yeah, well, you know.
All right. So the last.
That happens almost every year except every 5 years.
This ain't the podcast.
I've been thinking about asking if I can come on the podcast.
You'd be a great guest on there.
You know, I'll go on there and I'll show up and drink crushed beers just like I do on this one. And they'll probably be sober and shit.
They wouldn't know what to think with you, I bet.
So if you're on the podcast, I'd love to come on and, you know, crush U of L with
you. He knows UK.
I don't know him personally.
Well, you know,
it'd be fun.
UK.
It would be fun.
Yeah.
The last question.
Yes, sir.
New Year's Eve tomorrow. How do you kiss Betsy?
On the lips. Yeah, that's funny,
Scott,
because this has
New
to
Year's
be
Eve,
asked around the table.
How do you kiss Betsy?
Any way I can.
I would kiss her on the hand because I'm a gentleman.
Very good answer.
Well,
cheers.
You thought about that before you come in here.
Yeah,
I mean,
that was
a setup. Way to go.
And that was.
I'm not going to answer
that. With John King.
I have to, as much as I can. I've got to get the use out of these things.
I know, man.
Yeah, so I just came up with, you could tell because they weren't that good.
No, they're good.
Like 2 seconds ago.
That's good.
Well, I mean, honestly, how much preparation do we do for this podcast? It's like.
Obviously, we have no guests tonight.
45 minutes before we come on this. Are we doing this? Yeah. When? And came and did it.
Right. Yeah, I have to.
Bring some beer.
Hey, it's the holidays, man.
Meet us there. Yeah. It's been pretty low key, laid back.
It's very low key holiday. I mean, I tell you what, I know this won't go out until afterwards, but I checked out the list for Holy Grail tomorrow.
What's going on at Holy Grail?
They have some actually really, really good beers. So if you're big into Founders old stuff, big into Goose Island old stuff, they're going to have a lot on tap tomorrow. I know this won't come out until afterwards, but if you don't hear until afterwards, most of that good stuff's also on tap. So a lot of Nemesis from 09, 010. I just skimmed it because I was looking at
010.
This comes out tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I was confused on the dates.
Remember, we're always in the future.
Always in the
when
future.
When we're in the studio.
I know.
Amazing.
So let's talk about real quick before we talk about Asheville, what we're drinking.
Yeah.
Right now we've drank.
Wait, I need a stinger for what we're drinking. Where's my pencil?
It's in your pants.
No, all right,
so
weird.
The first thing we drank is Hop Drop and Roll, an IPA from Noda Brewing out of Charlotte.
Delicious.
Delicious. Lots
of floaties. A lot of floaties.
I actually started with a BBC Dark Star Porter for the car ride over when John Worth picked me up.
He was car driving. Are you a big fan of Dark Star?
Yeah, I love it, man. It's pretty tasty.
Okay, so I like Dark Star.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Do you like Dark Star?
Is that
Dark
the new batch, I assume? Yeah. They just roll off the line? Mm-hmm. Nice.
It's pretty awesome.
And then we are also drinking a Hoppium IPA from Foothills in Winston-Salem.
It's an awesome beer. I've had that beer many, many times.
Yeah, I just had some a couple weeks ago.
And then last not least, we have the warm Tsar Bomba.
Is it warm or
no, it's not warm.
All right.
Russian Imperial Stout from Bluegrass Brewing Company.
2012.
Yep.
2012. Whoa. And this was who brewed this?
Jeremy Hunt.
Jeremy Hunt.
It's been in my fridge for... since he gave it to me.
I opened mine a couple weeks ago, and of course I was wasted when I opened it. For whatever reason, I've been drinking out and came home and drank some beers, and for whatever reason.
You opened a Russian Imperial Stout.
Yeah, you know, fuck it, man. I don't care.
The night off.
It's just beer, dude.
I know, but it's a big ass beer.
I know, but I opened it up and I don't know. I got
12.5%
about halfway through it, and you know, I didn't really drink the rest of it, but it was pretty tasty.
Is that because you passed out?
I don't know what happened. I know that I woke up and there was beer in the glass on my coffee table and I was asleep on the couch.
Nice.
But it was good and it's, you know, it's still fresh. It's very well carbonated still. Mm-hmm. And
good.
I mean,
can't
I thought it was
pop
tasty.
It open. Yeah.
All right. I'll get
into Asheville. Let's talk about your
Asheville.
Are we there yet?
We're there yet.
Can we can we talk about Asheville now?
We can talk about Asheville.
Is it okay?
It's okay.
All right.
I thought he kept stopping us every time we said the word Asheville. He was like, wait, we'll get there.
It's called the stop and go method. Sometimes you just don't want to let it all out.
You just have to stop.
Yeah.
Explain a little more to me. Cause I'm not.
Well, let me.
He's married, dude. Tell him about it. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa, my God.
Stinger.
Whoa. Stop it.
All right. Let's talk about Asheville. I try to go to Asheville
good
at least.
Cover.
Yeah.
Oh my God. At least two times a year. Whether it be fall, spring, went in spring last year and then went in, I guess, winter this year. And mainly my main purpose is to go down there, run all the trails and the mountains, and then spend the rest of the day drinking beer and visiting breweries. And so that's kind of what I did this time. Made a lot of connections, went to pretty much as many breweries as I could, but.
How many breweries are in Asheville?
Oh, good God.
In the area,
like in the
I think there's like,
there's over
30 some within that area. And they're like, if you count that, like they count the metro here in Louisville, that whole, if you look at one of those beer maps.
Yeah.
It's probably,
there's 30, 40. I'm not sure. There's a bunch. Look it up. We got the power of the internet right here.
If you
go to
Kentucky Brew or not.
www.google.com.
The site doesn't work. If you go to,
does it not anymore?
North Carolina Guild of Brewers. Just go to North Carolina Guild of Brewers and it'll pop up. But, I've kind of written off a few breweries because I'll just drink their beer at other places where I don't have to go visit the brewery.
What have you written off?
This keyboard seems to be sticking for some reason.
Would you come in and run a batch off by hand so you could have some privacy away from the family over here this weekend?
You don't remember the last podcast where
I remember
beer.
It all right, but, you know.
All right, let's look at this brewery map here.
It's going to come up, but, I don't go to French Broad anymore. Their beer's okay. It's just, you can get it in most places. I don't go to Asheville Brewing Company because you can get it in most places as well. What?
So 31 breweries and brew pubs in Western North Carolina.
Yeah, so in Western North Carolina.
How many? 31?
31.
And you can count Boone and you can count Waynesville and all those. Yeah. So, I mean, 31 is a shitload.
Mm-hmm.
So stay on that.
Can you turn that around, John, so I can see it?
And
I'm looking at it. Like, remember the night we had it up here and had the porn playing on here, the edited podcast,
the X-rated podcast,
the X-rated that you guys don't know about that I didn't remember for about 3 days after.
So some of the best places I went to is my favorite brewery of all time down there is the Wedge. It's right on the river.
Did you go out there this weekend?
Yeah. I hear a lot about that.
It's
place.
Very. Hipster friendly.
Not a lot of seating at the Wedge.
No,
inside.
Not, Not a lot of seating.
You fit in your Hall & Oates shirt then, yeah. I guess.
Tons of out. It's a great outdoor place. They have peanuts where you can shell them, which is
what?
My peanuts. Mm-hmm. that you can shell them. They're
but peanuts for you those playing at home, not peanuts.
So we did Iron Rail IPA.
Oh, yeah.
And
I've had that one.
Their Vadim Bora, which is an imperial stout aged on, I think, raspberries. And while I was there,
speaking of imperial stout, Sarbama just poured.
And all right. And while I was there, I met a guy that works for Riverbend Malting Company. It's a micro malting company. And so we kind of hooked up and we talked about bringing some of his stuff here to Kentucky.
When you say hooked up, what do you mean?
We drank
like it. Out on the trail?
No, we did run together, but we drank some beer together as well as running. So we talked about
That's cool.
distilling here. I'm looking, so he look grows. At the one right under Piedmont, Charlotte. Ass Clown Brewing out of Cornelius.
Awesome. Oh yeah, I've heard of that before.
Nice. I love that.
So, and then I spent a majority of my time at Wicked Weed because it was their first year anniversary. So they had a ton of special beer on taps. If you go to their basement, they have 25 of their own beers on tap. Do you know any place really that has 25?
Awesome.
I mean, and they've been open a year
of their own.
Wow.
No, I mean, you have to go out to Russian River, Stone.
It's pretty awesome. I mean, I've only been in the basement once, and when I was pretty trashed already at that point when I'd made it in the basement, but, I don't know, I had two or three beers there, but it's a pretty awesome lineup. And just the barrels that are coming out of the wall with the tap handles.
Oh,
I mean, it's
yeah,
an awesome setup. It's an awesome setup, and it's a cool place.
Here's what's even cooler about it is I probably had 5-6 good high ABV beers. I mean, my bill was like $30.
Oh, that's wow. But that's the beauty of Asheville, man. Beer's only $4.
$4 or $5 for a pint.
You don't
you're
pay
getting
any
it
more.
Straight from the brewery too.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And you know, Wicked Weed has only their own beer on tap. They do a lot of funk series, a lot of wild ales, a lot of barrel aging, certain things like that, and then just a lot of regular kind of different beers. And then each like. For their anniversary, like every 4 or 5 hours, they'd tap a special beer, like a barley wine, a specific
saison. So, like, did the crowd go wild, or was it pretty laid back?
No.
I mean, was it like, okay, we're about to tap?
No,
the...
I kind to be honest with you, when it got real crowded, I left.
Did the crowd go wild?
The crowd go, that's like
it's. They all held up their lighters.
Yeah. I'll bet.
No, I mean, it was packed to the brim. I talked with a lot of people. You know, I had my LouisvilleBeer.com sweatshirt on.
Wow, nice.
Representing.
I saw you down there sticking up, covering
stickers
up against
everywhere.
The grain.
Yeah,
the stickers of LouisvilleBeer.com. I'm sure they appreciate
get
that.
Get them.
Was that at Thirsty Monk?
What? No, that was a Green Man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so I put stickers everywhere, passed cards around, met a brewer that started a new brewery in D.C. that used to brew for St. Somewhere. Met another... God, what was it? I met another
Saint Somewhere's Fire.
No.
No.
That's Saint Almost.
No.
And send me some of that, too.
That's good.
I think
oh,
there'll be
plenty. Yeah.
I'm sure
the Sarbama is great, Jeremy Hunt, if you're listening.
Yeah, I opened up one of these pretty wasted and for whatever reason,
well,
but it's
probably better now.
Yeah.
A lot of coffee. And...
Yeah, it's a good beer for sure. Mm-hmm.
So Wicked Weed, congratulations to them.
Did you make it out to Pisgah?
I did go out to Pisgah. Running. I went and ran some trails out there.
So you ran out to Pisgah and had a beer?
I went and ran some trails out there.
Are they as creeped out by you and your Speedo as we all are around here?
I tell you what.
It's new to them.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. It is new.
I ran out to Warren Wilson College. They own a lot of property out there. And came upon two Clydesdales that had their manes shaved. It scared the living shit out of me.
Oh, my God.
I ran up.
Shavedmanes.com.
You used to work for Budweiser. You're living in Asheville. We're cutting that off. Welcome to Asheville, boy.
Get that yeast out of there. I thought it was like a fucking dinosaur.
You're not in St. Louis anymore.
They're huge. If you've never seen one up close,
they're fucking huge,
man. Their fucking feet are like.
So I had a couple beers at Pisgah.
I love Pisgah.
Pisgah had some good. They just released their Imperial Stout, their Chocolate Imperial Stout, their Valdez, which is I'm going to bring to the next podcast. It's a coffee Imperial.
Nice.
The next podcast.
the next podcast. I've had two beers.
Exactly.
I have a
you're
speech.
Making, you're
I
making
speech
my point. Im-
thank you for making apparent my speech impediment, you dicks. I had problems with R's
it's
in third grade.
It's come out.
You're like the singers from A Christmas Story.
So I will say, though, my favorite place and the one I'm going to be publicizing as much as I can was a place called Burial Brewing Company. It is it's a hole in the wall. You'd walk by it. They have no signage. You walk in, it's fucking phenomenal. They have old, you know, for me, they have old farm tools all around, all their
tap handles were
badass. Tap handles are old farm tools.
There's photos on the LouvilleBeer.com Facebook page, so go check them out.
And they're only a 1-2 barrel system.
Wow.
And they're crushing it.
I've heard nothing but...
So there's hope for breweries in town with one barrel systems.
If you do it right, and they did it right, they had a business plan, they had the atmosphere right.
But to be fair, though, there's a lot of beer in Asheville. There's a shitload more beer in Asheville.
Oh, yeah,
so it's a harder challenge to do it there than here, in my opinion.
Well, yeah.
So if you're doing it here, Great Flood, we're talking to you. Do something crazy. Do something different.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. I mean, I would love to see more of those pop up around here.
And they did a collaboration with Nanos.
Yeah, Nanos.
You like the Nanos.
Sorry, yeah, so we love Nanos.
Betsy thought that was funny that we talked about Nanos.
Did she listen?
Oh, I forgot
about
Nanos.
She hasn't listened, but she thought it was hilarious.
I'll actually bring a bottle. They did a collaboration with Highwire, Burial, which is a bullet rye barrel-aged Belgian strong, which was phenomenal.
I love bullet rye.
And
do you get a lot of the rye flavor, or did you have it?
Yeah, I had it fresh. Okay, yeah. Oh, it's phenomenal. But their system is—I mean, you'd see the small system. You had the brewery, usually 6 beers on tap. All their beers. They had a guest beer, which is Lagunitas, and they were just people were flowing in and out. And they had a skillet donut stout, which they'd give you a little donut hole with. They had a West Coast IPA. They had a couple different saisons, which I mean, just
tell us more about
this
donut.
Beers. All right, the donut.
Aren't you joining? I thought you were joining 24/7 fitness tomorrow.
Next year. There's still 2 days left.
The fact that they give you a stout that's very roasty and chocolatey, and then they give the donut, which it was one of the best.
Was the stout sweet?
Oh yeah.
Or was it more coffee?
I would say it was more roastier. Mm-hmm. And then they give you this donut hole, which was like one of the best donut holes I've ever had before. Yeah. And you eat it while you're drinking.
LouvilleDonutHole.com. I think there's something
Hold
for
on,
you there.
Hold on, I've got to go register a domain.
It sounds like you've had a bunch of donut holes, man. Or you seek those out, possibly.
I do. That was the only reason I went to church as a kid was donut holes.
502 donut holes.
That's new food truck.
Yeah.
There you go.
So
we're a blog.
You know, I talked to the owner from Burial for a while.
Cool guy.
He actually,
talked to him
Green
Man.
The owner was cool. One of the partners was also pretty cool. He's a brewery attorney. He owns
everyone in the beer industry brewing is law fucking cool.
You got brewinglaw.com. So check it out. He's a really cool guy. He'll sue your ass if you try to come after him.
Yeah,
but
so don't say anything, Scott.
Yeah. So Burial was my pick to click of the
weekend.
Okay. But sure. Then I spend a majority of my time. What is Scott doing?
I'm being censored by John
I'm
Worth.
Kidding.
John Worth censored.
Ever heard
me.
Of jokes on this
I got
podcast?
You, I got it.
The
I'm
number
kidding.
One place besides Burial that I hung out at for the most time was Green Man. And Green Man, you know, Scott said go to Green Man. Sam said go to Green Man. And the bartenders there were freaking awesome.
Yeah.
The beer there was really good. The beer there was pretty reasonably priced. Got to see a wide range of people. When I was there watching the UofL-UK game, three different...
You mean watching Louisville lose to Kentucky?
Sure.
Is that what you're saying?
Sure.
Didn't the TV go out on you at some point in that game?
Yeah, it did. But I was there from 2 until 6, maybe.
Wow.
2 until 6. Three different beer tours came in.
Wow.
Three different beer tours came in. And I was asking them, you know, what do you think about it? Well, you know, it works for us. They're pretty good for us. You know, we just give them beers. You know, it kind of helps to have like a brewer on hand to talk about it. But three different beer tours.
What do they charge? Do they charge for those tours, or are they just free tours?
$50.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. $50.
And you get a pint glass.
Probably. You go to like I talked to.
No! You're talking about the Asheville Brews Cruise came through.
Yeah.
Yes. Was it a guy? Was it a guy? Was it a dude?
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys. Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about the guy that.
Yeah,
was
not a
the
brewery
bus.
Tour. Like you just drive the bus and stop off in different.
I
places.
Know. Yeah, it's called Asheville Brews Cruise. I thought you were talking. I thought it was they were doing brewery tours, selling brewery tours. I didn't know what you meant, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
but so yeah, that, I hung out with a dude that
you
owned,
like the Sour Mama.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's a little sweet, roasty.
Yeah.
If you traded, what could you get for that?
A Zarbamba.
What's the market value for that, John Worth? I know you know no, that I, stuff.
John Worth.
John King.
I don't know. For example, it kind of depends how many bottles were made. Kind of depends how many people.
Not
you
many.
Can look it up right now.
How many truck stops and rest areas did you meet dudes at along the way between here and Asheville?
You know what? I didn't trade any beer while I was in Asheville. I met a lot of people. For example, I took two growlers of Against the Grain beers. I went to one place called Appalachian Vintner, which is a bottle
shop.
Oh,
yeah. Place is awesome.
Set the growler down and said, hey, my name's John King from LouisvilleBeer.com. I'm bringing this growler from Against the Grain.
Bringing some wares.
And they had just done a tasting with Against the Grain Rye Chicken, which they weren't a fan of, but Bo and Luke, which they loved.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, here you go. Here's McFanny Ball. It's a Rauch beer, however you say, barrel-aged Rauch beer.
Rock.
Rock. And literally, you know, I spent a decent amount of money there, and he went back in his cellar and pulled out a couple rare bottles, said, here you go, buddy. And
I
wouldn't have asked for anything. I just wanted to kind of spread the word.
Sure.
Our friend Todd that does all the beer truck, you what's know, he drives to the
Todd,
West Coast.
What's his name?
I don't know his last name. I just know his name's Todd. A guy, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was spent like 2 hours in that store with him and Tim Bernash.
Oh,
Oh, yeah. Shoot me
taking
in
notes.
The head, dude.
I tell you, the place is legit. They have a good
It's great, man.
Their draft list was sick.
Exactly.
Maybe we should publish his notes from that store.
No, I don't. Yeah.
No, their draft list. Like,
he is a contributor.
The store
know?
Was fun, and the guys that own that store are cool as shit.
Oh, yeah.
And
two brothers, actually.
Yep. And those guys traded a shitload of beers. Like I said, I spent 2 hours in that store.
Mm-hmm.
With those two in there milling around and trading beers. It was 11 a.m. and I was drunk when we left at like 1:15.
Yeah,
we met a lot
beer.
Of people in there. It was a cool time, but
yeah.
Tons of good beer. And then I took a howler of 70K, which was VIP because you can't do that.
Yeah.
Which
oh,
was,
I've done it.
No, you haven't. I took it to Bruise.
Big deal.
Took it to Bruise Nails, which, the owners of Bruise Nails are two big Bears fans. So I kind of connected with them via Twitter. And I
just don't look like a bear. You're a little thin.
I just said, here's what I walked in, said, here you guys go.
Did you go to Hops and Vines?
No.
Let him finish.
Here,
the
I sent, I send you to a place where a guy, a friend of mine works in it, and he doesn't even go there.
I start drinking at 2 o'clock every day.
I can't help it, dude. You gotta work your network, man.
I know. So
you're learning.
I walk into Brews and Ales. I take the bone, I take the, not bone, Luke, 70K.
Yeah.
Set it on the table, said, here you guys go. I'm from LouisvilleBeer.com. Every time I come here, I bring beer because it's meant to be shared.
That's what you do.
And so then
I want to trade and get some free shit. That's what I would do if I was taking
beer.
Well,
I technically don't say that, but I walked around and picked up some, because they had some beers that Appalachian Vintner didn't, which we'll be sharing on the podcast. And I brought it up there and he goes, all right, man, I, you know, knocked a few bucks off. I said, oh, okay, cool. He goes, but I need to ask how much the howler cost. And so I told him, and he's like, okay. He pretty much took my bill, cut it in half, and said, there you go.
Sweet.
And he's super cool guy.
That's awesome.
Oh,
super
yeah. They're,
cool
they're,
guy.
They're really, really
and,
cool.
I mean, and then I went back the next night when he wasn't working and spent way too much
so
money.
So it all evened
after,
out.
Yeah, after
you
got, too many beers.
If your guy's not working, man, you got to turn around and walk out.
I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong place.
It was, yeah. It was a little bit of intoxication, depression from Louisville losing and just wanting to
wait,
go to
Louisville
bed.
Lost?
Yeah, Louisville lost.
Oh, okay.
I
didn't
heard.
Know about that.
You hadn't heard?
No.
Yeah. But Asheville was a good time. If you really want to go for a beercation, 5 hours away, the mountains are beautiful. The drive down there is absolutely beautiful.
The trails are beautiful.
The
I'm
trails
sure.
are beautiful. And here's the thing:
no one listening to this cares about the trails.
And this is what Scotty, and, what Scotty and I were talking about earlier. There's no Budweiser there.
No.
It is all North Carolina beer in every spot. The
That's
only
beautiful.
Place where they have other stuff outside of North
Thirsty
Carolina
Monk.
Is Thirsty Monk.
Yep.
And that's it. You go to Jack of the Wood; it's all North Carolina. Yeah. You go to any
well,
other.
Well, when
bar,
there's that many breweries. You can afford
they
to do that.
They are localism to localism yep. as it can be. And they kick everyone's ass when it comes
That's
to
great.
It. It's just a different culture.
It's a totally different town, a totally different vibe. It's awesome. And maybe I'll be living there one of these days. Who knows?
Yeah. There you go.
I mean, if you know,
if I do,
for all the people here that preach localism, they don't know localism until they go there.
Right.
I mean, you know, that's how you stay local to different things. So, I mean, and even their distribution, if you go to Brews Nails, a lot of the big stuff that comes in is North Carolina stuff. Things like from Pisgah, Old Hickory, certain areas like that. You don't see a lot of, you know, you'll see your typical Bells and stuff, but
Appalachian Vintner's got some stuff from,
yeah, they,
you know, they from have the West Coast.
Yeah, Appalachian Vintner has some real good stuff from the West Coast. So, I mean, it's, if you've never been to Asheville, I highly recommend going. Go in the spring, summer, fall. The fall would be the best time because all the, you know, all the mountains and the trees and shit like that.
The foliage.
The foliage. But it's going to be more packed there and more expensive.
Well, I say that we should shoot for a LouisvilleBeer.com
remote podcast.
Well, we could do one from Green Man. I could make that. That's easy if you want to go down there and do a remote from the Green Man tap room. I love that place, man.
Is that your home there?
The bar was cool.
It's not my home. I've only been there once, but the bar and just the brewery, like right behind the bar, it's just awesome.
For example, the main seats of the bar, like big cushion seats, and then the bar is like an old chunk of wood.
And they've got some hardcore local regulars that come in there. Yeah,
there's a few regulars that were pretty, I didn't know what the fuck they were talking about, but they were... They were there. They were drinking, and it was.
It's like you're in somebody's garage almost. Like if you're outside, but
and you could literally, if you're not, you could walk to any bar within 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I could walk from Burial all the way up to Thirsty Monk, and it would only take me 5 minutes.
Did you go to Thirsty Monk? I'm guessing.
You know what? The first night I went there, it was like close to midnight, and they're like last call. And so I walked right out. The second night, they were full at capacity, so I was like, fuck. Hmm. And then I went there the third night and put up a LouisvilleBeer.com sticker.
Sweet.
Very nice.
Had a couple beers there. And
He's sucking up.
I know. What's up?
You know something?
You looking for a raise or something over there?
Trying to advance a pay grade.
Advance a pay grade, yeah. So it was good. I love Asheville. If I could live anywhere else besides Louisville, I would live in Asheville.
Yeah.
I mean, things are kind of saturated there, I think, a degree, but.
So do you think it's hit the bubble or hit the peak or no?
I wouldn't say hit the peak. You just have to find the right niche.
Yeah.
Yeah. But dude, listen, wait till Sierra Nevada and New Belgium open up down there and. Think of the people that's going to be rolling in that town. I think it's only going to get bigger down there.
Oscar Blues is the only one that's open right now.
Have you been out there before?
No, I've never been out to Brevard. But
it's pretty awesome. I went out there last. They've been open about 3 weeks. I was out there last
year. Yeah, but for all those people that want to tour like New Belgium and Denver or Sierra Nevada and California, and they can go to North Carolina, it's going to only make things better, in my opinion. I don't care where your fucking water comes from. It's going to only make things better.
I saw a picture today of the Sierra Nevada brewery online. Oh, man, did you see that?
I've seen it.
It's pretty awesome.
I met the head brewer at the Cyclocross World Champs down here in Louisville last year. And he's
a name dropper.
I know. I sat down. Actually, I was drunk talking to his wife, and she's like, hey, by the way.
When you say talking to his wife, what does that mean?
Talking to his wife. So, no, Sierra Nevada going there. Is only going to do better.
It's going to grow. It's that town. Like I don't know that it's hit its ceiling yet because
everyone I talked to, they were in town to try beer. One thing I'll say is, if you go there, do not bring your own growlers to fill. Most places only fill their own.
It's a health department. Health department law statewide.
So I wasn't able to fill any growlers while I was there.
But
so.
you can go to I guess you can buy them on site. And then there's some stores that sell them already
growler stations. Yeah, you can buy a lot of prepackaged. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they have them like in store with like a plastic wrap around them.
Nice. So Louisville, take note. Asheville's whooping your ass.
You can learn a lot from Asheville.
That's why
we need
to go down and take some notes, man, and you know turn this into Asheville.
There you go.
I don't think we'll ever be able to do that.
No, because if you could take the Highlands and
not that we need to do it.
Louisville's
awesome. Louisville's awesome in its own right. Sure. And its beer scene's on the rise. And
that's what I try to explain to a lot of people. It's like Louisville and Lexington's beer scene has gone crazy. I actually ran with a guy that left Lexington in 2009, and he goes, "How's the beer scene in Lexington?" And I said, "You'd shit your pants."
Yeah,
I said, "There's, you know," I named them all off. I said, "You need to go here." I said, "Go there, As for DH, say you met me and ran with me and things like that, said then go here and do all these things. I was like, it's crazy down there.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Asheville was crazy. Good.
Awesome. So see, who needs guests on this podcast?
We had John King on.
We're a wealth of knowledge here.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
I know.
I think you should be the guest every week.
I was in Moorhead, Kentucky this week and was able to find...
Yeah, how's the beer scene there?
Dude, well, actually, I went to a liquor store up to buy my uncle a fifth of Knob Creek for Christmas.
Nice.
Gave him that and about, I don't know, 14 BBC beers and a fifth of Knob Creek. It's sweet. not a bad gift.
No.
But I found some
better
sweet...
Than what you gave me.
I know. It's better. It's a whole lot better than what you gave me. It's the same thing you gave me last year. Right. I thought I'd get a ham or something or a turkey from LouisvilleBeer.com and it didn't come through.
Speaking of ham,
I got some smoked turkey in my freezer.
I found Sweetwater and... Kentucky Ale at First Street Liquor in Moorhead, Kentucky.
I need to bring something up.
Bang. And there's BBC at Kroger in Moorhead also.
Nice.
I went to my little shit town in Lewistown, Illinois, 2,000 people.
You shouldn't put your hometown down like
2,000 people. They had Deschutes Winter Ale in this IGA store.
Nice.
And I thought I was going to shit my pants. I was like, oh my God, Louisville doesn't even have this.
Yeah.
Yet.
It's coming soon.
Yep. So
you don't have to pay for the podcast.
I was just gonna tip you guys. Just keep talking. So yeah,
just the tip.
So what else we got on this?
I think
that's it.
We're done.
Let's close it down and finish our beers and go please the masses.
Yeah, I want to go home and you know do what I do.
Breaking Bad. You got to finish up.
I know somebody's gonna drop me off at home, and I got to hit a drive through on the way home since I don't have anything to eat at my house.
Yeah. Right? Do you want to get some dinner?
Oh my God! Wendy's did you just ask me out?
Yeah. You guys are gonna have
you
a date.
Hit dollar value menu at Wendy's or Arby's.
Nice. I'm your host John Wirth with LouisvilleBeer.com and the Louisville Beer Podcast.
.com.
Eat it,
John came in here.
I just said .com.
And Scott Likens, our off-color commentator.
And for all you tank lovers out there, paint on.